You don't have no democracy. I sent Harper, when he won that election, I sent him an email. I said, congratulations, Mr. Harper, on winning your dream job, the leader of a pretend democracy. I said, you can consider this my resignation from the Corporation of Canada. I take my real name, Dahoge Dode. And he never did respond to that. Actually, I've sent him a lot of emails. The only one I ever got a response was on the Poison Pine River. And, you guys should read this story on my site. This is a good story.
Did you send your email back?
Oh, no. I hit a nerve on this one. And I didn't know. I was just, the fish, I told you about the fish and everything, right? And then, so I call up the Ministry of Natural Resources. I said, we got a huge problem here. I said, I have constant leaching of phosphates into the river here in Horney's Mills. You know, he said, oh, you know, the guy on the phone, right? He'll send someone over. 3 days go by, no one comes over. I phone the guy back. I says, oh, we sent a guy over. I said, no, you didn't. Yes, we did. I said, I'm telling you, no one came. He says, well, he said there's a little bit of foam in the river, no problem. I said, what? I said, it's constantly. I've been here now for 6 months. It has never stopped. I said, I've walked up the North Pine. I've walked up the South Pine. It comes from the pond in Horning's Mills. That's where it comes from. He didn't do anything. So I wrote the story of Poison Pine River. Put it out there to all the politicians, all the media, all this, right? On Mohawk Nation News. First time I ever get a response from Harper like that, and the Ministry of Fishery and Oceans, and some other minister. I go, whoa, hit a nerve, did we, eh? Well, I start investigating that. Then I find some eyewitnesses that watched them building the pond. The Army built the pond in 1945. And I've met four people now who watched it. And I met the girl who got put into the mansion there in 1946. Her father worked for the Army, and they got put in the mansion. This is the whole thing. The people in town don't know all this. They're told that it's the deepest natural pond in the world. That's why all the Navy divers always go there. The Navy sends divers every year to check on whatever it is they put there in the barrels that is leaching phosphates. So I had another guy come up, really good activist, sort of like us, right? And he's a smart guy, scientist. So he took samples. First he brought his Geiger counter to see if it was radioactive or wasn't. So he told me it's biological. It's biological weaponry. So that's what they've been poisoning us for 45 years. Now I see what it does to the fish, oh my God. And all the people in Horney's Mills, it's like high, high incidence of diabetes, and they all think it's normal. They're all on insulin. Oh, no, that's from POP, persistent organic pollutant. And anyways, it's just sick what's going on. And Harper said he was gonna do something about this. Never heard another thing about that. It was just, shut up, we don't know. That's another one of our dirty little secrets. The filthy little secret. Biological poison to the people of Ontario constantly. And all I'm going to do is remove the mask of these criminals. And these are the guys that have been running your country, all right, for a long time.
If you'd like to elaborate on the residential schools, where the government had to come out and apologize to the natives because a lot of these children were...
58,000 murdered.
58,000 murdered.
60% death rate in those schools. A school with a 60% death rate. As they were death camps. They were not schools. They were extermination camps. That's what they were. And then Harper thinks he can come out and apologize. Well, what about 1948 crime and punishment of genocide that Canada signed? You know? Why don't... You know, you're supposed to follow it. If you don't, you're breaking the treaty that you signed. Right? They don't follow. They don't follow the 1961 Treaty on Decolonization. They don't follow that. They don't follow any of it. That's why they didn't get a security seat. They don't follow any of the rules. They're the only ones who don't. And they never will, because then they will be exposed as the criminals that they are. You don't have a democracy. Democracy is not 51%. That's corporatism. So even if you did think you had a democracy because you got to put a vote in, it doesn't matter, like Stalin said. Doesn't matter who wins the vote, matter who counts the vote. You know? Hello. 51% is divide and conquer, ordo ab chao. They got democracy from Guyana Red Goa. It has no split. We do not come until we become of one mind. That's the way it goes. And people say, we can't become. Well, why not? Instead of saying we can't, get that thought out of your mind. It's like Oista, the first thought's me, right? Get that thought out of your mind and make it we. Everyone on earth, nobody left behind.
I think the problem here in Canada is they like to divide people with religion, they like to divide people with politics, just class. Label left and right, classes.
Monetize everything.
Yes, and that's the thing that we need to get rid of. We need to say, hey, listen, we're all one.
Yeah.
So let's just start thinking with a collective mind, and let's be in unity and love and peace.
Yes.
And let's have a better world.
Right.
That's it. Just wake people up.
And let's live
in harmony with all of our brothers and sisters, all the plants and animals.
The animals, yeah.
And this, you know, and the winds and all of it. And our cousins, the stars. We will be going to visit them again.
We want a better world. And we see the war and rebellions happening all over the world. It's right now it's an awakening in the world. We see people wanting a better life, wanting more rights, wanting to be free and equal. No matter what, if it's religion, they want to get rid of all the tin pot dictators, these guys that steal billions of dollars from the people. Look at Mubarak, he stole over $90 billion. For how many years was he an American puppet? They supported him.
30.
Yeah, 30 years.
I mean, it's all coming to an end. The people are starting to wake up and use their minds. Onyekunra, use your mind, the thing that takes care of you. You know, start questioning everything. Everything. That's what Guyan Ret Goa teaches. Question everything. Everything. We question everything. Use your mind. That's what it's for. Question everything. Believe nothing. Don't believe it because someone tells you something. No. Investigate it with your own mind. Then come to your conclusion. Once we start to use our minds properly, I mean, it's like using the tobacco properly. It's the same thing, right? Maybe it'll have something to do with the same thing, maybe. You know how they turned the Constitution of Peace into the Constitution of War through order through 51%, right? They call that democracy. That's not democracy. 51% is divide and conquer. I hope Egypt writes a constitution with, well, they're not going to have one mind in there. That's the way it's supposed to be if you go about according to Guyan Ret Goa. But they'll probably put 67%. That's more of a democracy than divide and conquer 51%. That's built in divide and conquer. Always play off one side against the other. In the Secret Covenant, they say, we shall divide their governments. We shall own both sides. So you're just working for the shareholders of the corporatocracy. If you vote for Harper or Ignatieff, they're just working for the shareholders. Their job is to continue the illusion of freedom to us. That's their job.
Illusion.
The illusion of freedom. That's all it is.
The CEO comment.
And then I'm at Rob Ford was going, I did a thing we called the mayoral debut with Rob Ford. Me and Zeke played his, what is that box called? He has a box that he plays, I can't remember, Sharon or something. And I played my acoustic. We were called mayoral debut. And so it was up near my high school, Scarlet Heights, where I went to high school. And some guy's outside with me having a smoke, and he says, yeah, Harper went to that high school. I said, no, he didn't. He's lucky he didn't go there. I went there. Someone else goes, he went to Richview. I said, he went to Richview? That's only like 1 mile away. Well, if he went to Richview, in 1978, he graduated the same year as I did. Anyways, Harper is an Etobicoke New World Order person. I mean, Etobicoke, Canada's first planned community. They used to have it right on the sign. And Harper was part of that first planned community stuff. My goodness. And now he's prime minister. And they got it. Mayor of Toronto and the prime minister of Canada all come from New World Order Etobicoke. Hey, I heard someone said that Rob Ford and Doug Ford got on the newspaper or something and said, New World Order and laughed or something. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear that one. I heard the latest one I heard was Doug Ford had gotten in the paper saying that he thought that Rob Ford should get a veto power, that anything that the council does, Rob Ford should be able to say yes or no to. And that then Rob Ford is quoted saying that his brother is not his spokesperson, and that he's 300 pounds of fun, and you can find him. He's easy to find. That's what it was. It was like, I'm easy to find. I'm 300 pounds of fun.
You know what? I mean, the whole thing with Robbie, I mean, friends, okay, yeah. I just want to follow the law. I'm the only one following the law up where I am in Guyan Ret Goa. I'm the only one. Everyone else is trying to break it. They're all going to be talking to the general when they take their jurisdiction. People should be at, and you know, these guys investing all this money in these windmills up there? Wow, really stupid. I told you, real stupid businessmen. And you know, this quarry now with the Highland Group. This is the Haldimand Proclamation, they call it. It's signed by Captain General. That rank is the highest rank in the history of the military. So you can bet your ass that every general knows about this, okay? And they will follow that order to the T. That's how they're trained. It's why the empire exists. because the generals follow to the T.
And so I guess the thing with the proclamation is that the land that this Highland group thinks they own, they don't really own it.
No. No, I told them before they put up a windmill or bought a farm.
Exactly. And the one thing I wanted to ask about this, the wind turbines, because there has been some articles now, they're saying there's the moratorium. The ones that are going to be, the thousands that are going to be putting in water on the coastlines aren't going to be done. Have you noticed that there's any, slowing down with the wind situation? Or?
No, from where I am, they put up 180 of them. Now, a lot of people have been getting sick, okay? The people are getting really sick up there that are, within 100 meters. They've had to move. People are getting really sick, and I'm living in Shelburne, so it's right in the middle of them. The closest one is a mile away or something. But I haven't been able to sleep for 2 years. I'm thinking it's to do with that. It has to be, And a lot of people are, so there's a lot of public awareness and lots of dissidents going on the health effects. It hasn't been studied.
Did you hear about the environment? The environment minister, Peter Kent, did you hear the story?
No.
So basically, he's in bed with the oil companies because he's making public statements.
This government and all Canadians and our gas-emitting friends on the other side of this house should be aware that Canadians are proud of the Canadian oil sands as a natural resource that is well-regulated. And it is responsibly administered in a environmentally sensitive and sustainable manner.
He was bumped up to environment minister. From what? Well, yeah. What? From a broadcaster?
From media.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a little bit of the economic hitman thing there, I mean, people got to read this book if you want to know how it really works. Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. The Corporatocracy, because that's what it is. No one has a democracy. No one. At 51%, there's no such thing. That's ordo ab chao, divide and conquer.
Do you want to introduce yourself and say your website?
Yeah. Dahoget dote, Ganyungihaga. Some people call us Mohawk, most people do, but we're really called Ganyungihaga. People don't know that. They've even stripped us of our name. Gayanamako, turned the law of peace into the law of war. Don't even call them by their name, call them Mohawk. Mohawk is actually Algonquin for baby eater. That's what it means. So that's what they call us, baby eaters. But we're called Gunyungihaga. That means people of the Flint. We're the keepers of the eastern gate of the Confederacy, of the Iroquois Confederacy, as Champlain called us. Haudenosaunee, as we call ourselves in Seneca, or Haudenosaunee, as we call ourselves in Mohawk, which means people building a longhouse. We're the longhouse people.
Website?
My website is dahoget.de, which is spelled THAHOKETOTEH.WS.
And I came from your collective mind being an independent thinker, thinking outside the box.
Right.
Not letting people tell you what the news is, but going out and investigating it yourself. And that's what we do here for CKLN with Daniel Libby with 88.1. I mean, we're on the streets, we're asking questions, we're out there, we got people on the radio shows because it's that independent media that we need more than ever. And that's why we need CKLN back on the radio permanently, because this is about free speech.
Yes, it is. And freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything that we want more than that? All of us, do we have anything more in common? Freedom.